You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about historical music.
Imagine a Norwegian village during the Viking Age. When the day's work is done, the people play instruments and dance around the fire. But what are they dancing to? For musician Eric Bestel, a viola, imagining those sounds has become an obsession. WPR's Rob Menser brings us this story of using music as a bridge to the past.
This is a tegel harpa, so I'll play it like a little. My name is Eric Bestel. I am the owner here at Lessons from the Arts in Iola. When I'm not teaching, I like to build and research medieval age instruments and stuff. I saw somebody playing a tegel harpa in a video, and I was like, I bet you I can make one of those. It's basically a rectangular box with a hole in it and a bridge on top of it, and you play it sitting on your legs. And so I made one, and then it just turned into this, like, well, this is my main area of study now, you know, like looking into medieval, pre-medieval, Viking era music stuff. This is called a kruth. It looks like if you put a box around a violin and it is played similarly. We don't know what Viking music actually sounded like. There's no songs written down. There's no direct, this is how it sounded. The only written record of what Vikings sounded like musically isn't from an Arabic transcript that said that their music sounded like the barking of dogs, which most likely it's in the context of they didn't like the way it sounded. So how do we figure out what Viking music sounds like? You have to look at what comes before, what cultures they would have encountered, and then what came after. And the living traditions that exist today are going to kind of all connect into what we think maybe Viking music sounds like. We have a term for it, and it's experimental archaeology, where we talk about, like, how do you find out what these instruments sound like and how they play it? Well, you make them and you try to recreate some of the sounds and be like, okay, what could it have been? They love drones because almost every instrument that we use, both in the living tradition from the nickel harpas and the hardanger fiddles to the stuff that came before it with Gregorian chant stuff, drones is a steady thing all the way through it. So you're like, most likely had some form of drone in the music. And then when you play the instruments, you're like, yeah, man, it totally fits to have this drone and you're playing melodies over it. I want the music to take you somewhere. When I'm playing this music and when I'm playing these instruments, it feels like a direct link to the past. At the end of the day, Vikings are cool. I'm really fascinated with the average person. A lot of my songs end up being like these dance pieces, right? And so I imagine them being like, well, what would it be like when it's spring and it's ready for the spring festival and everybody's getting ready and dancing and having a good time? And hey, we survived a winter. Winters up here really suck. So it's like we had a bunch of people die because that's what happened. And so, like, we're going to celebrate.
WPR's Rob Menser brought us that story on musician Eric Bestel, a viola. He records his experimental Viking music under the name Skogtroll. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCullum.
This is Wisconsin Today.